The memorial area grew up as I did. We were one of the first people out there, other than a few large acreage estates that were out beyond us. We only had an acre, so ours was never in the state exactly. But there, we were the second house on Memorial Drive past the park, and that was half a mile, and now there are uncountable houses between mm-hmm. us and the park. But we were pioneers, so to speak.
What about the height?
The Heights was good before my mother's time. The Heights was early Houston, say turn of the century, mm-hmm. very nice, very good area, some big, beautiful Victorian-type homes, late Victorian, because mm-hmm. we don't have any real old Victorian ones.
Where are the boundaries of the Heights?
The Heights begins at the railroad tracks that are north of Interstate 10, and I guess that's still the MKT tracks. And that looks like on the map about 7th Street. I think the Heights used to begin at 1st or 2nd Street, but after they put the freeway in at about 3rd, I'm sure nobody east of the freeway still thinks of himself as being in the Heights.
That's predominantly white?
It's mostly white, and it's got some Mexican, but it's mostly white, and there are some areas that still have a lot of old families that are nice families,
mm-hmm.
but more retired people, their children would go live somewhere else, even if they kept the old homestead.
Where are the major black areas?
Right down in close to town, there's 2nd Ward, 3rd Ward, 4th Ward, and 5th Ward, and I'm not sure exactly where their boundaries are, except that 4th Ward runs along Gray. Mm-hmm. Down close to, say, Bagby and Brazos are still in the downtown area, but this street on here says Valentine, I think would be about the eastern boundary of 4th Ward, and a lot of those little streets in there up to Montrose.
What's like Elgin and...
Elgin is Westheimer. When it crooks, before it crosses Main Street. Westheimer goes fairly straight and then it makes a curve off to the south, and after that it's called Elgin. A lot of streets change names in Houston, which is a problem.
What's the main street in the black area?
Dowling Street is probably the main street. There are others. If you went out, say, Quitman's a main street, there are a lot of blacks living around. And Clinton Drive has a good many blacks, and Jensen certainly does. Now, Clinton Drive and Navigation are the major traffic arteries on either side of the bayou going towards the port.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mostly industrial and refineries and all that kind of thing.
Basically, how's Houston divided up? I mean, east, west, north, south, or what?
Both. The good residential districts run from about Kirby, west to the city limits,
mm-hmm.
between the Southwest Freeway and the Katy Freeway. And there are various kinds. You may find one very expensive subdivision next to a much more moderate subdivision. Mm-hmm. So you can't say it's a
basically
good area.
It's the west that the people
That's,
live in.
No, they live all over.
I mean
the best areas. Mm-hmm. River Oaks is west of Kirby, then it sort of runs into Tanglewood, which is west of Memorial Park. It was built in the early 50s. Then Memorial kept growing, and here are the villages in here. Mm-hmm. The little villages are the enclaves surrounded by the city of Houston out in the Memorial area. Spring Branch is west and north of Katy,